Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Don't waste your precious times. You don't know that a thief is entering your kanda. Aging is a thief. Taking your good eyes and leaving the weak eyes behind. Good complexion, good hair, good teeth, good mind and brain are not there anymore. Good complexion becomes dry with wrinkles, with colored spots and others, including aging smell. From black dark hairs become white and gray. Good teeth become bad teeth, yellow, broken, come out or shaky and painful. The mind and the brain do not work well and properly. There are a lot to say on the working of the mind and the brain of aging people. There are a lot for contemplation with aging. Before, we were still very young, we didn't feel much about it. After getting old by oneself and has compassion for parents and old people. It's stealing all the times. Because of the aging, Jara thief and there are no more good Kama and Nana. The contemplation of Dharma is profound, and you're arriving here with poor Kama and Nana. You have been wasted your good Kama and Nana with the five cords of sensual pleasure. The thief is stealing the properties and oneself also wasting it. Is there anything left? In the audience there were some old disciples sitting in front of him. Therefore, you must use the short way to Nibbana. With the long way it can be wasted the time and chances. With time moving on, you're misusing the good Kama and Nana with sleep. And at the same time the Jara thief is stealing it. If you were in an early death, it would be a great loss. The short way is after the Vipassana knowledge and follows with the Magga knowledge, i.e., insight knowledge and the path knowledge. Therefore, don't do the Samatha practice. Death will overcome you with the poor Kama and Nana if you are developing Samadhi. It was like dying with the outside Sasana Dharma. Therefore, I'll not talk about the Samatha practice. Let's go with the Vipassana Samadhi. In this Sayadaw was using the Susima Sutta and talked about the practice. Don't do the Anapana and Kasina practices. It takes long and you're sure to die. I also don't think you'll make it. Proceed with the mundane path factors, i.e., the five magans or insight knowledge. Then follow with the supramundane path factors, i.e., the eight magans or path knowledge. The saying of I am not like before means you're in the stage of poor Kama and Nana. Let's observe the arising phenomenon of now. If you see a visible form, there are two factors of seeing and knowing arise. You must contemplate with insight to the now arising Dharma. If you can catch on the seeing and just do it. If not, then try to catch on the visible form. The knowing mind arises at the heart. With the second mind rethink about the knowing mind, second mind observes the knowing mind. You'll find out that it's not there. Why is that? As the knowing mind arises at the heart and the thinking mind also arises at the heart. The seeing arises in the eye. The knowing mind arises at the heart and vanishes there. It's not there anymore when you think about it. It's like a sitting chair. Two persons can't sit down on it at the same time or at the same moment. Seeing the visible from and its vanishing are the arising and passing away of Dharma. The knowing as it's not there is the Magga. Try to practice not let the kalesas come in between the vanishings and the Maggas. The vanishing is always there. The problem is you don't follow with Maggas. If Magga is not following, then Kalesa will follow. If you're not discerning the vanishing, then Kalesa comes in between them. If you don't contemplate, also Kalesa comes in. These are the causes of not seeing impermanence. If you pay attention, you will see it. If you don't see it, then avidya arises. That means kilesa come in. Don't think about oneself as rootless, without wholesome roots, or too rooted, with only two wholesome roots, person. I.e., someone shouldn't speculate about it and just do the practice if he does not discern impermanence. It will become mature if kilesa does not come in between the contemplation and vipassana magga. And then it will develop to nibbida nana, disenchantment with the vanishing dharma. After that, the path knowledge of not wanting of it will arise and complete with the eight path factors. Does it include any samatha practice? And Sayadaw continued with the Susima Sutta to support this practice. Here had only two knowledges. These were the knowledge of discerning impermanence and the knowledge of seeing Nibbana. It's sure that at the end of insight knowledge and the path knowledge which sees Nibbana arises. He recited the Pali verses and explaining them. So don't practice samadhi separately and start from impermanence, because you're with poor Kama and Nana. This was supported by the Buddha and Arahants. There was a research many years ago by the late Prime Minister Yu Niu of Burma. He was a strong supporter of Mahasi Sayadaw and the dry insight practice, Vipassana. He wrote his research in a small book about the Pali Tipitaka. At one time he invited a Mahasi yogi monk whose name and monastery were not mentioned. It was sure that this monk was not living in Yangon, because this monk flew back to his place by plane after the research. They placed him in a room and he entered into the fruition state for 6 days and six nights. Yu Niu arranged some men to observe him day and night in turn. He was sitting there all the times for 6 days and six nights. It was sure that he was not in the absorption state because he was not a samatha practicer. The commentary mentioned about supramundane jhana which arises at every stage of enlightenment. It has connection with the fruition state. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. The dangers of ignoble Dharma. There is no human being greater and nobler than the Buddha in human history. After his enlightenment, he was thinking that better to have a refuge than without. Therefore, he was looking for everywhere with his wisdom and power, and couldn't find anyone to be his teacher and refuge. And he decided to take the Dharma as true refuge. The Buddha, out of compassion, especially taught human beings for 45 years. He penetrated the human mind, characters, nature, the problems and dangers which came from immoral behaviors and actions due to greed, hatred and delusion. He described the causes and how to deal with them. He also taught about moral wholesome dharma, the causes and how to develop them. The most important of his teachings were to transcend all dukkha. There were many suttas mentioned about the problems and dangers of human societies arose from immoral consequences. Human beings are part of nature. Therefore, human immoral behaviors and actions, even their mental states, are important causes for natural environments and its disasters. Even nowadays, modern science knows about some of their connections, but still not in a very clear picture. There are also unseen nature, causes and things scientists will never find out. Because they are normal people and have a lot of defilements like you and me. With a defiled mind can't penetrate thing thoroughly like the Buddha and noble disciples. How the defiled mind, ignoble mind and the wholesome mind affect the physical world and nature was even had discovered by a Japanese scientist. He researched on water with the different mental states which changed the structures of the water crystals. Even the Buddha mentioned some of the human immoral behaviors, Unnatural or abnormal actions brought dangers and natural disasters in human societies and to the natural world. Some of them were unlawful lust, adharma raga, wrong practices, michcha dharma, corruptions and immorality of politicians, leaders and officials. Now we see these unwholesome things happen more and more in today's world. The only way to escape from these dangers and disasters are wholesome and moral educations, which are the foundations of all goodness to arise. These wholesome dharmas are like the strong root of a tree. Without it, the whole tree will collapse. Closing square bracket. Heedlessness in good and noble dharmas is encountering with the dangers of ignoble dharmas. The heedlessness of impermanence is ignorant. It's unwholesome and ignoble dharma. Sabbe sankhara, anicca and dukkha, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent and suffering. Sabbe dharma anatta, all dharmas are not self. Not discerning him is encountering with the dangers of ignoble dharmas. Asava samadaya, avijja samadaya, avijja samadaya, asava samadaya, with the arising of taints and ignorance arises, with the arising of ignorance and taints arise. They are the same. They are like vinana and nama, rupa. With the sinking and drifting, the taints of dharma will follow you. A heedless person will end up with sinking and drifting. The dangers of starvation, diseases, etc. are not very frightening. You will only die in one life. If you are heedless in the stream of S.A. Sera and it'll never end with the dangers of aging, sickness and death. The fault of heedlessness let the four taints arise. The dharmas shouldn't be arisen are ignoble dharmas. It's not referring to a person. You're not afraid the dangers in hand, instead afraid of the dangers not encounter yet. Internal dangers are more fearful, i.e., defilements, immoral and unwholesome dharmas. Not seeing the inner dangers that samsara is long for you. These were the reasons of encountering with the dangers of ignoble dharmas before, i.e., not meeting the Buddha, not realizing Nibbana and falling into the four woeful planes. These unwholesome dharmas came to you because you forgot the impermanence. You don't see it, even the impermanence is there. Foolish kammas arise as the companions of the existing ignorance. Therefore, we're encountering with the physical and mental sufferings. The permanent homes of heedless people are the four woeful planes. You will encounter dangers if you're heedless. You will realize Nibbana if not in heedlessness. It will not be in dangers with mindfulness, sati, and observing with panna. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. True Dharma and Counterfeit Dharma. This was a Dharma talk to Yu Ma Din, an old businessman from the Delta area in Lower Burma. He left his business to his children to overrun it, and resorted to Sayadaw for practice. During his practice with Sayadaw, his children were very often contacting with him for the business problems. And later Sayadaw knew about it and at one time said to him, "If all of your rice and oil mills were burnt down with fire would be better for you." He said to people near him with tears in the eyes, "Sayadaw is concerning for my practice, but I can't put the matters away from me. By knowing the dangers of the practice and will be successful. If you don't know it in mundane or supramundane matters and will not succeed. During the practice you will encounter the danger. In the Kasapasamyata with less monastic rules and there were more arahants. And with more monastic rules and became fewer arahants. Why is that? With the true dharma existed and more attainments. With the counterfeit dharma existed and the sasana degenerated. The Buddha gave the example of the real gold and the fake gold. There are two types of counterfeit Dharma, the counterfeit teaching and practice, Pariyatti and Patipatti. The corrupted teaching were the views and ideas of others which had controversies with the Buddha's teachings in the Suttanta Pitaka. You're in old age and I'll not talk about on teachings. If you prefer on Vedana, contemplate Vedana. If prefer on mind, then contemplate the mind and their impermanence. It'll arrive to the knowledge of rise and fall. Udaya Abhaya Nana. If you contemplate Vedana, not seeing Sukha, Dukkha and Upekkha Vedanas, and instead seeing impermanence, it arises in the heart. If you're arriving to this knowledge and one of the 10 inside corruptions will arise. These are not the true path knowledge, but they arise and destroy the practice. The whole body is spreading out with light, Obhasa. The yogi is taking it as attaining the magga because of the light coming out. It's not the path knowledge, but the yogi takes it as true magga and stops the practice. It's lost for one life. It's not the true magga and only stop at vipassana magga, insight knowledge. These insight corruptions have to be arisen. Only with the correction of a teacher and can develop to the higher level. And don't stop there if they arise. Light is matter, rupa, dharma and contemplate it as impermanence. After it ceases and go back to the primary object, i.e., Vedana, mind, etc. And then the meditation develops to the knowledge of disenchantment, nibbida nana, and after that arriving to the path knowledge. Strong joy, piti, can arise to some yogis. Do not see the impermanence if staying with one's joy. Therefore, after contemplate the impermanence of joy and returning to the primary object. Tranquility, passity, also can arise and the mind, body become tranquil. Knowledge, nana, becomes sharp and taking it as the path knowledge and stop the practice. All these come only once and not arising again. Contemplate all of them as impermanence and return to the primary object. There are more corruptions in the teachings to obstruct it. Sayadaw not mentioned of them. It seemed to be referred to new doctrines, views and ideas crept into the Buddha's teachings. The Buddha with his knowledge of knowing the future, Anagatam Nana, and said that these things would be more in the later periods of the teaching. Sasana. First Patasambhida Nana, the four forms of acumen, after that the six supernormal powers, Chalavina, triple knowledge, Tevija, stream enterer or no Ariyan and will only has contentment with Sila. Even with the last one, it is not so bad. If we look into the today world, even this Sila is quite rare in human beings. If cover up with Sukha, Dukkha and Upekkha Vedana and impermanence become hidden. The Buddha in the Satipatthana Sutta taught that, Samadaya Dhammanupassīva, Vayadam Manupassīva, seeing the arising and the vanishing Dharma. Therefore, it's important to discern impermanence. To overcome Vedana and seeing impermanence become right Dharma. Then why did the Buddha teach as Vedananupassana? Where are you going to observe if not giving a name? ! The practice only in accordance with the Sabbe Sankhara Anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, is right. Only you say who dies and find out the Asubha, the corpse. For example, Mong Hla dies. You go and see it. Do you find Mong Hla or the Asubha? In the contemplation of Vedana, do I want you to see Vedana or see the impermanence? I am talking that way not because I myself have the sharp knowledge. The Buddha asked to contemplate for seeing the Samadhiya, Vaya, i.e., arising and passing away. If you still discern Vedana, then still in the stage of Nama Dharma. It's Nama Paricheda Nana, the knowledge of discerning of the mind. This is the lower level knowledge. Only seeing the impermanence, you arrive to the knowledge of rise and fall. Udaya Abhaya Nana. This is the main point. With the contemplation of Sukha, Dukkha and Upekkha must discern impermanence. Here disagreement can become in depend on the different ways of practice. So the interpretation of the Buddha's teaching is not easy. If you don't see impermanence, Sukha Vedana connects to Lobha, Dukkha to Dosa and Upekkha to Moha respectively. It's very important. Vedana connects to Avijja, Sankhara if you don't contemplate impermanence with Upekkha. And it connects to the end with Dukkha Vedana, with Sukha Vedana, connecting in the middle. It connects to the three kinds of DA process for a person who does not know the practice. For someone who practices will stick with the 10 counterfeit dharmas. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. Transcending of Time. There are a few talks on Time and Timeless by Sayadaw. Totally 10 talks in the compilation. I had translated 2 talks only. I want to include the others' talks here, but not in completed forms which I had transcribed only in points for personal use. All these talks reminded human beings how to deal with time. Even still we can't transcend time, but we should treat it properly. In today's world, air pollution has become very serious, the earth becomes warmer. Therefore, there has been a lot of natural disasters arisen nowadays and will arise in the future too if we do not restrain our greed out of ignorance. We can't retreat back if the problem reaches to the critical point. Global warming has great effect on human life, lifespan and health which we already have experienced. Our physical world, the animate and inanimate things, is conditioned by action, mind, temperature, and nutriments. All these phenomena are inside the time limit. Human beings should treat the Mother Earth with respect and gratitude instead of harming her. If not, it will lead to our own destruction. To transcend time is impossible if we can't even deal with it properly. Closing square bracket. The 29th of March 1960. Time, Kalika, is the periods of indulgence in sensual pleasure. Sanditaka, directly visible, which is one of the qualities of Dharma, is the periods of contemplation to see the impermanence of mind and body. The female deity asked Ven Samidhi to follow the way of sensual pleasures. She fell in love with him by seeing him in the light of early dawn. See Dvaitasamyata, SN 1. 20, Samidasuttam. Samidhi rejected her proposal with respond that he feared for Kalika. So, he followed the way of Sanditaka. Sayadaw gave the example of Paya, a layman in the time of Buddha Kassapa. He missed the chance of realization because of the worldly matters. Sayadaw encouraged his disciples to practice hard for the realization. It is the great chance now, future is uncertain. You'll finish the practice if seeing the blips of impermanences. It's only Tihetuka, three wholesome roots. Person can discern it, but as a Duatuka person, someone has only 2 wholesome roots, non-greed and non-hatred, but without the root of wisdom, non-delusion, who cannot discern it. If you can discern it, don't be relaxed and careless. The 19th of April 1960. After the morning period, coming the night, it is nothing to be joyful. This referred to people having free time and taking rest or indulgence in sensual pleasures by wasting their precious time. Because the physical body was eaten and chewed by time and all the good things were gone and leaving with bad ones. The outcome is only in loss, and without profit. Time comes into existence by living under the sun and the moon. It's interesting that the Chinese yang and yin energies, which are positive and negative, represented by them. The good karmas and nana of human beings are consumed by it all the time. At last, all of them become without any refuge. Therefore, you have to force yourself out under the control of time, kala. There are no sun and moon in Nibbana element. For the Buddha and Arahants, time was consumed by them. Even becoming a stream enterer, Sotapanna, a lot of time, kala, was consumed by him, her. He has only left for seven lives for kala to consume. Here Sayadaw told the origin of the time and timeless Dharma's teaching. It was delivered by the Buddha to the 500 monks who were Brahmins before their ordinations. They also had connection with the Buddha in one of their past lives. At that time the Bodhisatta was their teacher, and because of their conceit, the teacher asked him a puzzle question which also connected with time, kala. Closing square bracket. After death, taking rebirth, jati, is like a stick fallen on the wound. It's getting dukkha again after dukkha. Sayadaw used the Anathapindika's story to teach vipassana. Don't make the khandhas as this is, me, this is, I am, and this is, mine. Contemplate them as impermanent, suffering and not self. Here the Noble Eightfold Path is timeless Dharma. Time is referring to samsara and timelessness to Nibbana. The source of time is sun and moon. Without it, it's timelessness. With time, we're eaten by it, so that our lifespan is becoming shorter. According to the dependent arising, direct order, anuloma, is eaten by time, and the reverse order, patiloma, is eaten by us. So Nibbana is timelessness and the Noble Eightfold Path is timeless Dharma. The 3rd of February 1961. It's important to know what's happening to one's own khanda. Our bodies are consumed by morning and night periods. Its youthful form disappears and old form increases. Whichever realms of existence we go, we will be eaten by time. Only by going to live in Nibbana, which is no sun and moon, we are free from time. After becoming Arahant and passing away, Parinibbana, she is not consumed by time, kala. No knowledge on Dharma and people praying for becoming will become the eating stuffs for others, hereby time and becoming animals for foods. In past lives we had used our time as eating stuffs for time, kala. Today I'll show you the way for consuming kala. Sayadaw continued to teach on contemplation of feeling, Vedananupassana for ending kala, time. The 23rd of June 1961. You may ask, what is the fault of not practicing of Dharma at home? The answer is, you are creating causes for getting khandhas every day. With every arising of lobha, dosa, and moha, you make kama, see the D. A. chart. These are looking for king of the death. The khandhas are results, and if you look for the causes, these are, avijja right-pointing arrow, sa kara right-pointing arrow, taha right-pointing arrow, upadana, nn kama right-pointing arrow, soka, parideva, dukkha, domanasa, which lead to miserable khandhas. The whole series refer to the 12 links of D. A. process which leads to dukkha. Therefore, The Buddha said that only very few arriving to the blissful planes of existence. Morning and night periods consume or extract our lifespan, physical form, strength and power from us. We have to make khandhas for them. All these are looking for one's own dukkha. Bodily and verbal actions can't protect us from mental kammas, i.e., the province of sila. Mental actions are building the khandhas. Doing action to get khandhas is not beneficial if we really think about it. The Buddha taught us the way to deal with it. The vipassana practice is the one who consumes time, kala. In this way, the periods, kala, of birth, old age, sickness and death do not arise. You have to consume lobha, dosa and moha with nana fire. By checking the root, lobha, dosa and moha are the culprits making the khandhas. Therefore, vipassana practice is the task of saving oneself. Today I'll talk about the contemplation of the mind. Lobha, dosa and moha minds are supporting the time, kala. Contemplate their impermanence if they come in. Also contemplate the impermanence if other neutral minds such as seeing and hearing minds, etc. arise. These are not delusion minds, they are only neutral minds, just seeing, just hearing. No contemplation, and it becomes ignorance, avidya, then we'll connect the D.A. process. Moha mind is the moving mind and doubting mind, visakicca. Whatever mind arises, just observe it. How to observe them? Observe them as they do still exist or not exist. It arises first for the observation. The observation comes in later. How do you think what will arise? You'll see it does not exist, talking in short observing one's own mind. But after arising, you cannot find it is impermanent, anicca. Worldlings, padarjana, are crazy and any state of mind will arise. It's good enough if you observe whatever arising. It's dukkha sakka that you see your own death. Therefore, impermanence is dukkha sakka. Knowing is magga sakka. At the time, the end of dukkha is nirodha sakka. The 8th of December 1960. All the worldly affairs are time-consuming, kalika. It is towards akalika, timelessness. Literal meaning is immediate. That no craving and clinging, tanha and upadana, arise with insight contemplation, vipassana. Working for craving is kalika and doing for nana task, i.e., the noble path, is akalika. The arising of many, many dukkhas, sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief is kalika. The cessation of dukkha is akalika. The reason why we possess the miserable aging, sickness and death comes from indulgence in kalikas. Many, many dukkhas, sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief, will come to end if we follow the way of akalika. All these teachings come from Samyutta Pali text. Sayadaw told the story of Ven. Samiddhi in the Sutta. He gave a very good example of the dangers coming from kalika, i.e., many dukkhas and worry arose from a family life. The Buddha answered to the female deity smiley face. From the beginning of human existence, see the Agana Sutta, DN.27 Aganasuttam, human race used concepts of man and woman, husband and wife, son and daughter, etc. which all were based on wrong view, dipthi. Human beings take these as reality and then their greed, hatred and delusion, lobha, dosa and moha, are increasing. From these unwholesome dharmas, many many dukkhas and worries arise. Human beings do only end up with concepts or signboards, so they don't know the existence of the reality. All these super ignorance or delusion create the unsustainable Earth situation nowadays, which comes from material developments. Out of greed and delusion, man was exploiting the Earth without proportion, leading to nowadays situation of global warming. It is the real danger for human race now. One of the weapons of mass destruction is advertisement and consumerism deceive and delude people becoming over greedy and super glue. All these are signboards which delude people becoming ignoramus. Therefore, calico matters become chaotic. Signboards are man and woman, but the reality of existence is impermanent mind and matter. We have to go to the kingdom of death if we are in chaos with calico. From today onwards, you have to separate between the signboards, unreal, and the real existence of mind and matter. You all have to correct yourselves, and there is still have time for it. No correction is forever, and with correction is at now. This is a Burmese proverb. It has been already quite a long time till now that we are in no good. It is necessary of wanting to correct and encounter a good teacher. You also need to have the desire mind for correcting yourself. We came here with mistakes and faults, i.e., avidya, sankhara from past lives. Therefore, we die again with mistakes and faults, no correction. There are only mind and matter by condensing the five khandhas. Furthermore, their only impermanence exists with condensing of the mind and matter. Seeing impermanence by contemplation, the kalika dharmas of craving and clinging can't arise. One can contemplate it to see it by oneself, sanditaka, and it becomes akalika while craving not arising. Kalikas are arisen by following the desire of the khandhas. Therefore, you have to give up kalikas and follow the akalika, i.e., the noble path.